We have Dr. David Mosen, who will be speaking about provider characteristics associated with antiretroviral therapy initiation. Dr. Mosen.
Good morning. Good to be here. Let's see here. So, yeah, today I'm going to talk about provider characteristics associated with heart initiation, which is highly active antiretroviral therapy, which is the recommended line of treatment for people with HIV among an ARV-naive population. So, disclosures. I don't have any financial or commercial interests here to disclose, and I approve this message. So just for background, so combination antiretroviral therapy, also known as HART or highly active antiretroviral therapy, is associated with improved quality of life and reduced morbidity and mortality. There's been advances in therapy over time that have been associated with increased medication adherence that have not produced increased adverse side effects, but there's less known on provider characteristics associated with patient receipt of combination therapy. So our objectives were among an HIV-infected antiretroviral naive population, those that had not received ARV therapy before, to determine whether provider characteristics are associated with likelihood of combination therapy, and then identify clinical and treatment regimen characteristics associated with combination therapy after adjusting for provider characteristics. So the study setting was Kaiser Permanente. This is a large integrated health system providing prepaid comprehensive health care to about 8 million members across the United States. Within Kaiser, there is 20,000 patients with HIV disease, which is actually the second largest behind the VA. And what we did for our study was to look at patients within three regions, which was Northern California, Northwest, the Portland metro area, and Georgia, the Atlanta metro area. So, busy slide. I often don't like these slides when I'm sitting in the audience like you are, but this is a retrospective observational study of about 2,100 HIV-infected adult ARV-naive patients, again, those who hadn't received ARV medications before. They were identified via electronic medical record and databases. We had an eligibility criteria where four things needed to be met. So they had to have a viral load of 75 or more copies, and that was known as the index date between July 1st, 1999 and June 30th, 2006. They had six or more months of health plan coverage before and after the index date, and that was known as the start date. And again, they were ARV naive 6 months prior to the index date. And we excluded patients with no known history of a viral load test prior to July 1st, 1999. So the patients were followed until one of four events happened, either a receipt of combination therapy, death, the end of the observation period, or health plan disenrollment of 4 months or longer. So the outcome measure, we looked at basically whether a person received combination therapy or HART, and that was dichotomized, either they received it or they didn't. And this was based on whether they received three ARVs that met the 2006 Department of Human and Health Services guidelines. So the primary predictor variables were provider characteristics. We collected those as close as possible to the index date. And the main measure was years caring for HIV patients within the Kaiser system. So we made that a categorical variable, 0 to 5 years, 6 to 11 years, 12 to 16 years, and greater than 16 years. And HIV panel size, which was dichotomized, less than or equal to 100 patients or greater than 100 patients. The secondary predictors were clinical characteristics, so things you often see in the HIV literature, CD4 count and viral load. We created a five-level composite measure, which encapsulated both measures, age-defining illness, whether they actually had age-defining illness at the time of the index date, and then active hepatitis B and C, which is a common co-infection within HIV populations. So additional secondary predictors, of course, our funder was interested in once-daily fixed-dose combination or FDC treatment regimens, so we looked at before and after whether people were more likely to receive HART if they were after these medications were developed, and then treatment regimen characteristics, which were patient-based, a total pill count per day measure, and then a region-based ARV pill count per day, which measured the total pill count at the time of first combination therapy, and both of these were above and below the median. So for our statistical analysis, we did Cox regression analysis. We looked at the independent effect of whether people received these time-dependent combination variables on the outcome measure, and these were adjusted for age, gender, race, ethnicity, drug use, and region. So looking at the demographics, the mean age of the population was about 40 years old, which is very consistent with HIV populations. 88% male, which is also very consistent. A substantial non-white population, over half the sample. About 6% were actually injection drug users, but we had very incomplete information on that status, so that wasn't totally available. And then the majority of the population resided in Northern California, which is very consistent with the Kaiser population. So looking at other patient characteristics, CD4 count, another busy slide, but the majority had CD4 counts less than 200, with the next largest group between with the CD4 count over 350 and viral load over 100,000 copies. About 35% had age-defining illness, and the majority were in the pre-FDC era, where before the once-fixed-daily drugs were implemented, and then the median pill count per day was 1.7, and the region-based pill count was 13. So provider characteristics, as you might expect, the majority of patients were assigned to providers that had more than 12 years of experience, which is consistent with the literature. And the panel size, the majority were assigned to a panel size of greater than 100. So the results, our main finding for provider characteristics is that those patients that were assigned to clinicians with 16 or more years of experience were more likely to receive combination therapy compared to those with 0 to 5 years of experience. And the panel size variable wasn't significantly associated with receipt of combination therapy. Then looking at the clinical characteristics, this is pretty consistent with what you would expect in the literature. Basically, a higher CD4 count is associated with a lower likelihood of receipt of heart, which makes sense. So a CD4 count between 201 and 350, less than 100,000 copies was associated with receipt of heart, and then greater than 350 independent of viral load was associated with receipt of heart. Looking at the treatment regimen characteristics, the FDC time era was not associated with receipt of combination therapy, and the overall pill burden measure was associated, probably indicating a severity of illness measure, and the region-based ARV pill count measure was not associated with receipt of heart. So conclusions, years of experience seems to be the most important provider characteristics. Those with 16 or more years of experience were more likely, that is, patients assigned to clinicians with 16 or more years of experience were more likely to receive combination therapy compared to those with 0 to 5 years. And panel size, again, was not associated with initiation of combination therapy. The clinical and treatment regimen characteristics, again, age-defining illness was associated with initiation of combination therapy. And CD4 count and viral load also important. So those between 201 and 350 with lower than 100,000 copies were less likely to receive combination therapy, as well as those greater than 350 independent of or irrespective of HIV viral load levels. And the advent of the fixed dose combination drugs didn't seem to impact whether someone actually got or received combination therapy. So limitations, study information was obtained from electronic data sources, so there is bias there. There was no information regarding health system characteristics that may affect combination therapy, initiation of combination therapy, such as Medicaid versus non-Medicaid, which is an area that I would be interested in looking at further, as well as care coordination measures, and we also didn't look at patient adherence. So implications for policy and practice, more research is needed to understand how provider characteristics affect additional measures such as quality of life, morbidity, and mortality, and then again more research needed to understand how health system characteristics, insurance status, care coordination affect combination therapy, which is hopefully our next steps. So we'd like to thank Gilead Sciences Corporation for funding this work and making it possible. Thank you.
Thank you very much.